It's amazing. As I'm just saying Lord Jagannath's names, the power of the material energy, that when Krishna is addressed with this word, Jagannath, master of the universe, how people can be so selective in who they allow to actually see their own master. He's master of the universe, but still certain servants or sevites decide that those who have a white colored skin, those who are born in Western countries, those who are so-called non-Hindu by birth, that they don't qualify to be in close proximity of their master. Close proximity, what to speak of close proximity, is just to see their own master. Of course, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Paritagyanam, Maya Devi steals people's intelligence. Anyhow, that wasn't the subject of today's podcast. Jagannath was the subject, although this selective mentality of the priests of Jagannath Puri and who they're going to let into the temple to see Lord Jagannath isn't. But rather, Jagannath's Rath Yatra, when at least at that time they don't try to restrict who can see Jagannath. Jagannath comes out from his temple. That festival was celebrated yesterday. And how Jagannath then travels from his temple to Gundicha Mandir, Gundicha Gardens, and reenacts the wonderful pastime of the Brijbasis taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. There are two particular versions of this pastime that come to mind, which devotees hear and relish over and over again, and both of them reflect this pastime, but from a slightly different perspective and a slightly different chronological approach. The first one is what Srila Prabhupada had told us and written about, and that well-known event when the inhabitants of Vrindavan came to meet Krishna at Kurukshetra at the occasion of an eclipse. All of the Yadavamsa, all of the kings, royal order, and saintly personalities throughout India came to Kurukshetra to observe this eclipse. And Krishna also came, and so the Brijbasis, they came to meet him over there. And that's described really beautifully in Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna book. And Krishna stayed there at Kurukshetra for a period of 2 months. And when it was time to leave, the Brijbasis, they wanted to take him with them to Vrindavan. So they began to pull Krishna's chariots. Of course, that was a really difficult thing for Krishna to do. He had all of his queens with him, his royal retinue, soldiers and everything. How could he just send them back and himself go somewhere else? And at the same time, how could he take them to Vrindavan? So Krishna told him, don't worry, I'll come. And true to his word, Krishna did come later on. But that pastime where the Brijbasis and specifically the gopis pull Krishna's chariot, and they begin to pull at Kurukshetra saying, no, you should come with us to Vrindavan. That pastime is the first of the two that I wanted to mention. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, when in Puri, he would absorb himself in the mood of Srimati Radharani, who was bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. And although Krishna ended up going to Dwarka at that time, still you could say that that was his body that went to Dwarka, but his heart certainly went with the Brijbasis, because Vrindavanam Paritya Janapadamika Gacchati, Krishna never takes a step outside of Vrindavan. And Vrindavan is where the Brijvasis worship Krishna with spontaneous devotion. So as they went back to Vrindavan, Krishna certainly followed along with them. But for all intents and purposes, it appeared that Krishna had actually gone to Vrindavan with Queen Rukmini and Balaram and the others. However, sometime later, Krishna did go to Vrindavan. And then Guru Govinda Maharaj tells this other story that he said came from, if I remember right, from Baladeva Vidyabhushan, about Krishna's entering Vrindavan. Now, when Krishna is sitting on his chariot, being pulled by the Brijbasis, and he's thinking in his mind, now I'm going back to Vrindavan, he becomes so overwhelmed by astasattvika vichara, by eight ecstatic symptoms in a fully blazing condition, that his body exhibits very unusual symptoms of ecstasy, that only he as the Supreme Lord manifests. Parts of his body enter within the trunk, his legs, his hands, his arms. His body becomes hard as wood, and his eyes become very much expanded. So when we say that he's Daru Brahman, sometimes we refer that to Lord Jagannath, who's carved out of wood. He's Daru, but actually he's Brahman. Or in this case, that he's actually Brahman, but his body becomes hard like wood. It becomes like Daru. And when at Kurukshetra they were pulling him, Krishna can manifest these features. When in Dwarka he's hearing about Vrindavan pastimes, Krishna manifests these features in separation. And then on another occasion, when Krishna decided that he wanted to go to Vrindavan, and so he sent ahead of him Balaram and Subhadra, because the idea that Uddhava would go. Uddhava had already acted as messenger on different occasions, and sometimes when he said Krishna would come, Krishna did come, and sometimes Krishna didn't come. So he didn't have a real high rating as far as the strength of his word was concerned with the Brijbasis. Therefore, the idea would be that Balaram and Subhadra would go first, and Krishna would follow them, and he would tell them that Krishna was coming, and the Brijbasis would be ready to greet Krishna. However, when Balaram and Subhadra entered Vrindavan, they became so overwhelmed with ecstasy at finally coming home that they turned into this Daru Brahman form. Their Brahman form manifested as Daru feature. Their arms and legs contracted into their bodies. Their eyes expanded. They couldn't speak. And therefore, they just seated there on their chariots, and the Brijbasis thought, what is this? They recognized who they were, but they saw now they're so overwhelmed at having come back. And so Balaram and Subhadra couldn't really communicate to the Brijbasis what they were meant to know was that Krishna is coming. And sure enough, Krishna did show up. And as soon as he did show up, the same thing happened to him as happened to Balaram and Subhadra. But even more dramatically, Krishna became so overwhelmed that he fell off his chariot onto the ground. And no one could revive him. Krishna was simply just lying there in his Jagannath form. Finally, they called Srimati Radharani and some other pastimes in relation to what condition she was also in. And she came there to Krishna, laying on the ground, and called his name. And when Krishna heard Srimati Radharani's name, then he got up on his feet and was able to receive everyone in Vrindavan, or at least be received by them. And then the Brijbasis brought Krishna, Balaram, and Subhadra into Vrindavan. So, sitting upon their carts, the Brijbasis then pulled Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra into Vrindavan, because they just entered into the border. So, bringing them to Dandagram meant crossing through Vrindavan. And this is as I mentioned, a chronologically different period. This is bringing Jagannath Balaram Subhadra, who have entered into Vrindavan, into the heart of Vrindavan. And the other one is getting Krishna, Balaram, and Subhadra to leave Kurukshetra and starting on the journey to bring them to Vrindavan. Certainly, both cases are full of great transcendental ecstasy. In the one, they're trying, I want to bring Krishna to Vrindavan. And the other one, they've actually already brought Krishna to Vrindavan. And it's a triumphant journey to Nandagram. Yes, we've brought Krishna back. Krishna has returned. I know this weekend is Rath Yatra in London, and last weekend was Rath Yatra in New York, and probably there'll be other Rath Yatras coming up. It's a object of meditation for devotees. Devotees are always absorbed in the devotional activity that they're performing, and when they're living Rath Yatra, then they're also absorbed in remembering that pastime of how the Brijabrasis tried to bring Krishna to Vrindavan, and finally how they brought Krishna back to Vrindavan. So even though perhaps some pandas don't appreciate all of Lord Jagannath's devotees and don't let them come to see Lord Jagannath, but Lord Jagannath has come. He's come all over the world in order to see his devotees, and now gives them the opportunity to participate in this wonderful Rath Yatra festival and to be absorbed in the bliss of his homecoming festival. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath.